If you are looking for an alternative to college football or the Black Friday festivities, you may want to tune in to the new Amazon Prime series, Forever. Film critic Namrata Sathi takes a closer look in this edition of SIU Reviews.
June and Oscar, the central couple of the show, played by Maya Rudolph and Fred Armisen respectively, find this out the hard way. By episode 2 of the series, both have died tragic accidental deaths and reunite in a perfectly built and decorated suburban home. However, a brief overview of their earthly life together in the first two episodes indicates that perhaps this reunion is not such a good idea. In a montage of shots in the first episode, we are shown the highlights of June and Oscar's life together. They meet, date, get married, and then gradually each passing day starts to look like the next one. The show picks up where a dreamy romantic comedy about a slightly older couple who get a second chance at love might have left off. Forever is about the inherent banality of life, the effects of which are in danger of being doubled when shared with another person. Another montage, mirroring the first, reveals that June and Oscar lead safe, routine-based lives even in the afterlife. But June wants more. She is the weak link in the false sense of security that their marriage projects. June discovers, along with her new neighbor and friend Case, that there might be something better. June and Case decide to take a long walk to explore what lies outside Riverside. They meet a strange man who tells them of Oceanside, a place that sounds more exciting. He leaves the women uttering a mysterious line, "All roads lead to Oceanside." June decides to leave after she confronts the dullness of her life with Oscar. She and Case walk to Oceanside, which appears to be a posh resort on a beach where all people do is party and participate in cleansing rituals. Just as June is settling into this life, Oscar shows up, furious that she left him behind. How the show resolves this conflict, I will not reveal. Suffice it to say that the conversations between June and Oscar allow us to understand why their marriage was both perfect, in terms of being devoid of any overt conflict, yet imperfect for the very same reason. Second wave feminism in the United States and Europe, shaped in part by post-war existential crisis and the modernist problem of individual alienation, sharply critique the relevance of marriage in the modern world. Feminists of the time argued that marriage, as a social norm, confined women to the domestic realm, leaving little room for intellectual or spiritual growth. In 1949, French feminist and philosopher Simone de Beauvoir wrote The Second Sex, in which she excoriated marriage, arguing that the physical, sexual, and emotional labor of marriage relegated women to the position of a slave. In 1963, Betty Friedan published The Feminine Mystique, ushering in the second wave of feminism in the United States. An ethnographic account of the lives of suburban middle-class American housewives of the 1950s, Friedan analyzes what she calls the problem with no name. Many of the women she interviewed reported deep levels of unhappiness with their lives, stuck with little more than boring household activities and unsatisfactory sex lives. Many women had college degrees and professional goals that were thwarted once they got married. Central to Friedan's book is the idea of the feminine mystique, a deliberately obfuscated fantasy that all women are most happy in their roles as mothers and housewives and want nothing else from life. Friedan writes, "As the suburban wife made the beds, shopped for groceries, matched slipcover material, ate peanut butter sandwiches with her children, chauffeured Cub Scouts and brownies, lay beside her husband at night, she was afraid to ask even of herself the silent question, is this all?" Forever updates the feminist critiques of Beauvoir and Friedan, suggesting that even Oscar suffers from this elusive ailment. By extending the problem to Oscar, who is content with the status quo and is non-confrontational to a fault, the show questions the institution of marriage for both men and women. The Netflix series Master of None was co-created by screenwriter Alan Yang, who is also the creator of Forever. The two shows share some common concerns regarding disillusionment with heteronormative marriage and the outdatedness of monogamy. June's ennui on Earth transfers into her existence in the afterlife until she meets Case. Perhaps June is really gay and this is a coming out story? Is Riverside a secular version of hell or heaven? How and why do June and Oscar reunite when there seem to be no other couples like them in Riverside? The significance of Forever lies in the questions it raises, rather than providing neat, boxed-in answers. The show will leave you pondering the place of love, marriage, monogamy, heaven and hell in our contemporary earthly lives.
Forever is currently streaming on Amazon Prime Video. Namrata Sati is a fourth-year PhD candidate in the College of Mass Communications and Media Arts at Southern Illinois University. Her research interests include Hindi cinema, feminist film theory, and gender and sexuality studies. You can hear more SIU reviews on our website, wsiunews.org. I'm Jeff Williams.